just reflecting on the life of Jesus Christ, right? From the time of the supper to when he was betrayed to 12 o'clock when he was taken to court. He was at 3 a.m. He was before the Jewish leaders. By 6 a.m., he was before Pontius Pilate. And by 9 a.m., he was being crucified on the cross. Last Supper. And so the service on Good Friday, you know, we were reaching and telling people. So I'm just going to continue, right? And if you got your Bibles out, just a small section. We're going to be reading from Mark 15:37. It's very important that we have the Word of God, you know, in the church. And so if you have your Bibles, Mark 15:37, and it just, I've entitled it, He is Not Here. He is not here. So as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday and baptisms, we began at the Last Supper on Thursday, as I just mentioned, continued through to Good Friday, to the street service, and now we come to the resurrection. So I'm going to be reading from Mark 15:37. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn into from top to bottom. So when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salomon, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee. And many other women came up with him to Jerusalem. Now when evening had come, because it was the preparation day, that is the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate marveled that he had already been dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him if he had been dead for some time. So when he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. Then he brought the linen, took him down, and wrapped him in the linen. And he laid him in a tomb, which had been hewn out of the rock, and rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, observed where he was laid. Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Solomon, brought spices that they may come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb where the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." And so we're going to leave that scripture there. So crucifixion and baptism. And so for those getting baptized today, we're going to relate some of the events of the crucifixion to your baptism today. We've had many people baptized over the years in the church. And I want to just give you 4 points that you would want to just meditate on as I'm speaking to you. So point one, Jesus breathed his last. The role of the suffering servant, the Lamb of God, and the effects of the crucifixion had been fulfilled and finished. The past had been cut off. Think about Christ. When he breathed his last, it was finished. For those getting baptized today, before you are plunged into the water, you must also take your last breath, as Christ did, and die to your old life in your heart. So you die with Christ and you reign. You take that last breath and your old life is finished. Then to be risen in the newness of life, a life to be led by the Holy Spirit. So those of you today are getting baptized, think about these things. Number two, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. What does that mean? It means that Jesus was showing the way to God was open. Okay, you can come to Christ, the perfect and sinless Lamb. He fulfilled the requirements of the law. Because of this, we are no longer, you're no longer under condemnation. And the record of sin, the handwriting that was against you, has been nailed to the cross. This is very important. This is a technical detail. The Bible is not just a book, it's a spiritual truth. Right? It's a book. It's like a legal book. Colossians 2:11, just I want to paint this image for you. It says this, right, for more understanding. In him, you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of sin. That's Colossians 2:11. By the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism. Right? When you go into the water, you are buried with him in baptism. In which also you were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, your old life, right? Old condemnation. He has made alive together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses. Church, listen, you need to really understand this. God has forgiven you. Right? You take your last breath, you get into the water. When you come out, God has forgiven you all your past mistakes, all the guilt, all the condemnation, anything that someone has put onto you. And it says this, having wiped out, he's wiped it out. Okay, this is the word of God. Wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us. This is the law, which is contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way for you. Okay, think about this. Having nailed it to the cross. So your condemnation, your guilt, right? Anything that's anyone done to you, curses, whatever it may, anything you can name, anything that's bothering you. Having taken it away, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. This is deliverance. Think about it. In your heart, Lord, die with Christ. When you die, wiped off. Spiritually, wiped off. Condemnation is wiped off. The past is wiped off. You rise again. The Spirit of God is coming in. I want you to prepare your hearts. As you're reading the scripture, prepare your hearts. All right? Prepare your hearts. It's finished. It's done. Maybe you don't know it, so you can't enforce it. But I promise you, it's done. It's dusted. Number three, make sure to die a tomb death, right? A lot of people that come in, they get baptized, they're happy, they come out, they're happy, they're elated, the worship's going, they're singing, and a week later, oh, you know, I got baptized, what's going on? make sure to die a tomb death. What? Tomb death. Joseph of Arimathea handled the body of Christ, right? He handled him, right? He handled the body of Christ. Jesus was not appearing dead. You can't, don't fake it. Don't fake the death. He was truly dead. He took him down, wrapped him in fine linen, and laid him in a tomb made out of a rock. The stone was rolled against the entrance, sealed. This was not symbolic. When you go into the water, you're dead. You are dead, spiritually dead. Your old life is cut off. All cut off completely, spiritually, legally, in the spiritual realm. It's done. Your old man is dead. And raised again to walk in the newness of life. Take your last breath. Confess your sins. Get into the water. Dead. The veil, the legal status is dead. Right? Finish. Cut off. But make sure you get into that water and you are dead. Don't come up. Oh no, I've got this going on and I've got this situation. I've seen it so many times. I'm thinking, you know what? You didn't die. You didn't have a proper baptism. You're not supposed to come back from the dead. Jesus didn't come back from his old life. He was crucified and he was finished. He didn't return on the earth going, you know what? They crucified me. They stuck nails into me. They slapped me. They spat on me. They kicked me. They punched me. Did Jesus say that? Is it recorded anywhere, church? Is it recorded in the Bible anywhere? Is the past recorded anywhere? Is it? Is it? It's not. So people come out of the water, they get into the, yeah, and they go back, oh, pastor, listen, you didn't die. You thought you'd get into the water, come out, and everything is okay. It doesn't work that way. You have to die. Jesus died. His last breath was gone. He fulfilled the law that we couldn't keep. Spiritually kept it. So when we die with him, what he did comes upon us. And the enemy knows, okay, do they know what Jesus did for them? And most people do not know. Most church people, they don't know what Jesus has done for them. So when the enemy starts talking to them, or the world starts telling them, or they bump into people, they start reverting back to their old ways and their old life. And God is saying, listen, it is finished. You're crucified with him. Number four, he is not here, right? Mary came running to the tomb. Didn't she go running to the tomb? She was looking for Jesus. Where's my Lord? Where is he? What did the angels say? Listen, he's not here. He's gone. The person you knew, Jesus Christ, he's done his job. He's finished. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe. This is an angel sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. Who's this? Think about it. What's going on here? But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Look at it. Look at the place. He's not here. He's not here. But go tell your disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you. We're talking now, church, salvation, transformation, right? You can get baptized and you can follow the Lord and he can be in your heart, but he wants you to be transformed. And for us, it's the same. You here getting baptized, you're going to be transformed from the old life to a new creation, like a caterpillar crawling on the floor, struggling, the weight of the world on you, vulnerable. Everyone can see you. Everyone can pick on you. Slow moving caterpillar, but you become a butterfly. Now you're in the air and people can't catch you. Do you see the transformation? Do you see the change when you die and you leave the past behind? And people struggle. They come out and they're thinking, you're dead. You're dead. We are no longer what we were. Very important, church. If you want to follow Christ and you love him and you want to follow him, we are no longer what we were. You are no longer the same person. Old people may come looking for you, right? Next week, 2 weeks time, they may call your name. People from the past may get a hold of you. They may remind you of what you used to be. Your old mindset, your emotions, your flashbacks, your past will speak. Old thoughts will try to return. Old habits will knock on the door. Hey, remember me? I've been with you all your life. Hey, let's hang out. Let's get poor together. Let's get depressed together. Let's take a drink together. Let's have a cigarette together. Let's do some drugs together. It's all right. Come on. It's all right. That Jesus thing's all right. Don't worry about that. He'll forgive you. It's all right. But he brings in the condemnation, doesn't he? Now he brings the law in. And he does that to you. And he goes, oh, look, you broke the law. God's no longer talking to you anymore. And he fools you and he tricks you. Because you didn't die. Because you're still living. And Jesus Christ was dead. Stone cold dead. The Bible says they handled his body. He was dead. They took him from the cross. He was dead. They put him in the tomb. He wasn't pretending, people. He was really dead. But you must answer that person is not here. Okay, here you go. No, he's not here anymore. Yeah, but it's you. No, he's not here. He's gone. No, he's not here. Do you want to come out now? That person is no longer here anymore. You see why it's difficult to follow Jesus? Isn't it hard to do that? Family and friends, you got baptized, you had your little baptism, had your little fun. It's no big deal. Come, let's go out. No, that person is no longer here. That's why Christianity is difficult. Narrow is the... Isn't it right? Isn't it bad? And many find it, does it say? Does it say few find it? Yeah. You see, church, is Christianity is not easy. Few find it. Because people want the broad path. They want the broad way. But Jesus said, listen, it's the narrow path. But you must answer for those getting baptized today. Take your last breath. Think about your past. You get into the water. Close your eyes. Die with Christ. Rise with Christ. Veil is broken. Condemnation is gone. The past is gone. Now you start trusting God. God, I messed my life up. I don't want to look back, but can you fix it for me? Lord, I give it to you. That situation and that situation and that situation. I don't want it. Lord, you fix it. And you focus on Christ. And he starts to fix that. I promise you, if you've never experienced it, you will experience the goodness of God. You will see the supernatural working. Church, those getting baptized, you must answer that person is no longer here. That's what you got to do. Just as Jesus Christ said, he is not here. What you do, you're saying what Christ said. The angel said, he's not here. He's gone. He is not here. He is risen. You were raised with Christ. Now you become a son and daughter of God. That's what the centurion said. Surely this was the Son of God. So I'm going to end with this. Stand firm in your truth today. Those getting baptized, very, very, very important. Do not be drawn back into your old identity. When you get into that water, you're dead. And if you do that in your heart, you will have that circumcision in your heart. Trauma, all the past, from the day you were born up until the day it's finished. It has no power, has no effect, no condemnation, no voices from the past, no flashbacks, no memories. It's dead, it's gone, get lost. And start to do that, and you start to see God working in your life. So do not be drawn back into your old identity. Your transformation is not defined by what others say or believe, right? but what Christ has done on the cross for you. If he says it is finished, your life, it is finished. I'm going to finish on this verse, and then we're going to go into a short time of prayer, and then we're going to get into the baptisms. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says this, right? It's all wrapped up in this verse. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, listen to the words, if anyone is in Christ, right? Not out of Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Think about this. He is a new creation. The old things have passed away. This is the word of God. Behold, all things have become new. Church, hallelujah. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm going to just pray, right, just for those getting baptized, and then we're going to start the baptisms, right? Because I want you to have the full effects of what he died on the cross for you. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for these men and women who you have called, really, to be baptized today. Because when we announced the date, Lord, you know, we didn't know who was coming. You arranged the date. We pray right now in our hearts for these brothers and sisters, Father God, that when they get into that water, they will take that last breath, Lord Jesus. And they will get into that water. They will enter the death that you entered, into that tomb, dead, stone cold dead in their hearts, Lord Jesus. I pray that not too long, but maybe those baptized and can stick them in the water a bit longer, Lord. So we see a few bubbles. Or maybe not the bubbles, Lord, but just a bit longer, so they may have a moment in that water to know they are dead, that they may release everything, oh Jesus, oh God. I pray that they'll have a tomb death. And I pray they'll come out with new words. He is not here. She is not here anymore. And I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. So if we can just have the boards coming up, and we'll clear the...